It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday, and you know what that means. It means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists, and the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness, also thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Well, today in the studio, our good friend Frazier Riddell is here. He's the owner of Small Town Music in Canton, terrific singer, songwriter, musician, producer, and a good friend. Good morning, Frazier.
Good morning, Jim. T-G-I-J-T. Yes. T.
Thank goodness it's
Jim Thorne time.
Listen, this is a show we do every week. It's been a blast, and getting some good feedback from it, Frazier. How about your new year? How's that going with you?
2018 has been kind of a carryover from 17. It's been very busy. I hadn't been playing quite as much, but Small Town Music has been very active. Mm-hmm. And I want to say something out to YAB. You have some good followers here. You know, I had a guy visit last week that came in. His name was Jim. Mm-hmm. Can't remember his last name right now. But I've had people call the store before and just say, I'm not really needing anything. I just wanted to call to say thank you for supporting WYAB, because, you know, y'all do that with the saying thank you. You know, tell our advertisers thank you.
But what's unique about that, Frazier, I'm glad you bring that up. Most of the businesses that advertise on this station, we know personally. And we can recommend them to our listener friends because you guys are our friends. And that means a lot. So thank you.
That's like, I love the, that's kind of that small town feel.
Yeah, there you go. And now you were telling me before we went on the air, you were doing a saxophone gig down on the coast.
Yeah, I drove down Wednesday. It's my first cousin on my daddy's side's husband.
Okay.
These guys are all from Ackerman and Sturgis, Mississippi, but they got a band after many years called Full Circle, and I play saxophone with them. So they had a thing for an education event. So I went down and played at it, and it was really neat. Two little small-town things happened. Right after we finished playing, a girl comes up and ends up she works in the Canton school system.
Oh, really?
So we visited for a while, took a photo, and maybe it'll be in the Canton News. And then the next day I get a messenger message, and it's the a woman that's the wife of a bass player I know. She goes, Larry saw you playing on the coast last night, but he had to leave and go do something, but he'll be there again tonight, wants to know if you'll be there. You know, but I had to drive back that night.
Yeah, I had fun. I know, that's great.
Playing saxophone is definitely a like riding a bike thing for me.
Mm. Well, you do it well. I was listening to one of your albums on my way in today, just really getting grooving. It was the Mississippi album you did a few years ago, I think, and you did some good sax on that too.
Well, I'm a jack of all trades, so I do still play saxophone, but I know some saxophone players in the Jackson area that are, I would say, well above me. And but I can hold my own.
Yes.
But it's not my forte like a couple of guys I know that are just way up there, kind of like Barry Leach on guitar. He's well above me. Not that I can't hold my own on guitar, but he is, you know.
Well, there are people like that in every profession. Yeah. So, you know. But listen, speaking of the album Mississippi, I want to play a tune starting it off, kind of an upbeat tune, but kind of philosophical. It's called And We Die. You want to just maybe set that up for us?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's meant to be, because this week I was thinking, what am I going to sing when I go this week or talk about? And I remember doing a little after the fact, an acoustic demo of this song, and playing it for people, and they loved it, and they liked it more than this studio version that I'd done. But it's just... my first cousin on my daddy's side's husband, I remember when I first wrote this and I gave them a copy of the CD, he goes, you know, like a cantaloupe, you're going to rot. I love it, Sarge. He calls me Sarge because of a crew cut I came home with about 10 years ago.
Can't imagine that. Well, let's hear it, all right? It's called And You Die. This is our good friend Frazier Riddell from Mississippi album.
Time making up rhymes, playing guitar in 3/4 time, and then you die. My, my, my. You You get on your knees and you pray to God. Do the best that you can and you work real hard and then you die. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make the best of the time you got. The older you get, you see it's not a lot. Tell your kids about a dog named Spot, and then you die. Don't ask me why, don't make me lie. You just die. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Paint a picture with some English words, like it's something that you never heard. Yeah, right. And then you die. What the hey does it really mean if I could teach you how to play guitar and sing? All right! Yeah, and then you die. Make the best of the time you got. The older you get, you see it's not a lot. Like a cantaloupe, you're gonna rot, and then you die.
Frazier Riddell and When You Die. And You Die, right?
And You Die.
And is that available? I mean, the album and everything, it's got some great songs on there. You've got some good harmonica on there from a guest harmonica player and just a saxophone. It's all there.
Yeah, and that it is available online. Yeah. I believe that release is at CD Baby. Okay. Is it off Mississippi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's on CD Baby. So it's on iTunes also. So it could be had as a single or a complete CD.
Very good. Frazier Riddell, our guest in studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne. We're going to take a break and come back and enjoy, I think, what, some new music? Is that right, Frazier?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
I think so.
Okay. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, the programs made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. This is 103.9 WYAB. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell from Small Town Music in Canton. Outstanding musician, singer, songwriter, producer, music instructor. What's going on at Small Town Music, Frazier?
Small Town Music is rolling along strong right now. Mm-hmm. And I've just stayed very busy with, especially with my online sales. It's been hard to keep up with. It seems like thank goodness, little lags that come along do well. Like when I went out of town this week on mm-hmm. Wednesday, it really worked well. In that Wednesday, I really had no correspondence to do with my guitar company I'm selling for, nothing urgent. Mm-hmm. I had shipped out stuff Tuesday, didn't have anything that had to go out Wednesday, could wait till Thursday. But it's been very busy. Mm-hmm. It's been really good, and that's the good thing about online. You know, online is crazy, as you know, with what's out there, mm-hmm. and it really can hurt a small business.
Yeah.
But in the way I do business, it's I guess I've found the way it can help me, because Now my clientele is the entire United States,
right,
and even overseas.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm interested, and your retail hours are Friday and Saturday still, right?
Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 4.
And you're at the Old Cotton Gin.
The Old Cotton Gin at this time, yeah. It's a family place there, and we kind of maintain it. And actually, the place is, you know, is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would take somebody with really a lot of vision to know what to do with the place. And so for the time being, we're just, you know, hanging in there. And because what I do, I always joke about, and I probably said it to you before, I could be, you know, in Sharon, Mississippi. In other words, I could be somewhere way out in the country just about and do what I'm doing right now.
I think that's a lot of people, you know, you can do stuff online and all. But it has opened a lot of doors for a lot of businesses. It's kind of sometimes some businesses might have a tough time working with that, but you've adapted well. And you've brought a new CD for me. I want you to talk about this. We're going to hear a cut or two. What's going on here?
Well, I did. I burned you a few songs on there. One of them called Balloons. You can't play because it's unreleased. And yeah, actually, you have heard it, haven't you?
Yeah.
But there's one on there that I might have played it here maybe last time I was here acoustically, but I've got a demo version, which I don't know if will be the fine one. We talked about how lots of artists are not happy with their things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've done, you know, 12 CDs in my life, and I probably could maybe pick 12 songs that I'm actually happy with the production. And but this, it's there's a demo on there of a new song that is one of my current ones. And writing, Jim, is still something I can't predict. I'm not a Nashville writer. I mean, I'm not. I think I can write, but I'm the type that it has to hit me. So sometimes this is one that came out of a batch of about 4 songs that I wrote within probably a few weeks. And I think that I've not written anything in the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Is this the Tamp Down with Love?
Tamp Down with Love, yes.
All right, let's hear it. You want to do that?
Sure.
All right, Frazier Riddell on the Blues and Arts Hour.
Staring at the TV, watching what we call news. It's just biased opinions, and it gives me the blues. I try changing channels, looking for light, but all that I find is hatred and spite. I cry, Lord, give us wisdom. Lord, give us grace. God, give us mercy when we meet face to face. Send out your spirit, gentle as a dove. God, give us judgment. Tamp down with love. Hanging with friends, breaking bread, wine, and word. Trying to speak answers that have never been heard. Sometimes we disagree, but when we're done, it's all right. We encourage each other to keep fighting the fight. Singing, Lord, give us wisdom. Lord, give us grace. God, give us mercy when we meet face to face. Send out your spirit, gentle as a dove. God, give us judgment. Tamp down with love. God, give us judgment. Tamp down with love.
All right. That's Frazier Riddell and Tamp Down with Love. Now, is that available, Frazier?
No.
Okay.
That is not, but it will be in the future. And that's one I was just, telling you, I wrote, it's the first verse just alludes to the news and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's just, I don't know what to think these days. You turn on the TV and it's like you got CNN, an advertisement for Democrats, and you got Fox News, an advertisement for Republicans. And so you just got to search and find other things that are kind of in between. I mean, y'all have one show on this radio station I like a lot that mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes is in between. Can I say what it is?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Madison.
Following this show, yeah.
Yeah, and it's I feel like it, is more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we just don't have that. We have – gosh, we're just living a time of armchair answers.
Yeah, that's the way it good. And
armchair yeah. answers mm-hmm. is all there is. And, it's.
Well, that's what I enjoy about your music. You kind of have a rounded approach. You get the lyrics are deep, that really sends a message out. It can be spiritual, and then it can be lighthearted, too. So that's. And like you were saying earlier, you can't just sit down and write a song, you have to be inspired.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll go back and listen to some from ways back, and I'll go, wow, that's interesting, and sometimes I'm definitely convicted by my own stuff, and that's one thing that scares me is when I see people that are with passion that I feel like sometimes they have zeal without knowledge. I mean, they're just they're hardcore, and yet you feel like in politics, I feel like you almost, how can you survive not being that way?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have to.
You think down through the history, the last 100 years, the way, well, longer than that, surely, but the way music has followed the political aspect and views, and I mean all the music around all the 60s era and all of that, and back behind that with Woody Guthrie and all of that, it's amazing to do a study of that and just kind of sit down and kind of think about all of that. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, and that's to me that's very cool, because it's there with history, with looking back like that, it makes eternity not seem as long, because it feels like it would take you forever to actually study and understand all that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All this happened.
Frazier Riddell is our guest. We are going to – oh, and by the way, your website is smalltownmusic.com.
.com.
I think we know that. All right. We are going to take a break for our business report and come back and enjoy some more conversation and great music from our guest, Frazier Riddell, in studio.
Thanks,
I'm Jim Thorne. And the show is the Blues and Arts Hour, which is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. This is 103.9 WYAB. It's 25 minutes until 9 and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Thanks also to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Today in studio, Frazier Riddell. He is the owner of Small Town Music in Canton, a terrific singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. And Frazier, you're also active in your church. Mention that if you would.
Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Canton, Mississippi. I'm actually the choir leader there now, we're a small congregation, but the church is beautiful and acoustically is really wonderful. I play an acoustic guitar leading music unplugged.
Yeah.
And it just really carries well, so it's please come visit us sometime. I grew up Baptist, but I married a Catholic girl, and when our son was born, I said, where do you feel comfortable? That's how I kind of ended up. And then when we moved back here, I started going, and the longer I was in, I just realized I probably ought to be a member. So I actually went through the RCIA process and became a Catholic officially.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were talking about, I think this is Philosophical Friday on the breaks here. If you were here with us, you'd be enjoying the in-between conversation if you want to hear philosophical things. But it's I love the idea of I think we need regiment in our lives, and I also love the idea of history and having this deep history with our faith
mm-hmm.
that goes back so far,
mm-hmm.
and then also with the Catholic denomination, if you will, within Christianity, it's you can go to another country. And you can go to this mass,
mm-hmm.
and it's really got the same form and
right.
and format, and it's like you can be at home with your faith anywhere in the world, not anywhere in the world, but most places in the world. That's just pretty amazing to me.
And, yeah, really, and as the Orthodox Church is like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what you're saying. I want to ask you something, Frazier. You teach students. You're still teaching, right?
Yes.
You know, is it easier for an adult to pick up guitar or a youngster? And how does, I mean, what are your perspectives on that?
It is different for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke with someone after church last week, and she is someone that's about probably mid-50s and thinking about guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I always use an example. Years ago, a friend of mine, Skeeter Stubbs from Pickens, Mississippi, took up guitar late in life. He loves it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and loves it to this day. And so, but learning it, it is different for everybody. There is a balance that goes on with God-given ability and then drive to want to learn it. So even if you don't have major God-given ability for music, you can still learn guitar and enjoy it. It's just that you may never make it to that level of going out to play live and be there. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it is really different for everybody. And it does help if you have just that inherent God-given ability. And it seems that not everybody is on an equal playing field. In the same way that, you know, if somebody grows up, you know, that's a smaller person, they're less likely to be a linebacker.
Right.
There's some people that just are not born with the, you know, the coordination and the hands to play guitar. And,
mm-hmm.
But anybody can do it. I mean, there's different ways to do it. You know, I've had people, I said, well, you know, if you're having such a hard time chording, we can tune this guitar open. And we can learn how to use a slide where you can just use this bar and slide up and down the mm-hmm. neck to make chords, you know, and that's one way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if guitar's too hard, you know, you can do keyboard where you can have a left hand that pushes one key and plays, you know, entire chordal structures.
Music is a wonderful, wonderful outlet for most people, I think. Let's go back to your CD, Mississippi. We played a track off of it. Starting out the show, we got another one called Demons in the Attic. Talk about this one, Frazier.
Well, it's from a while back. It's, you know, with this tragedy we had in Florida, the school shooting, it's frustrating to me the way things are being fought over because the things that are being fought over are things that were talked about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it's just armchair answers, or it's a platform for another cause sometimes. But sometimes I think that what is not talked about enough is the individuals themselves involved in these. It's like we get into this broad deal as opposed to the individual. I mean, I think it's to some extent you will never stop it. And you might can decrease it, but wow, I mean, you're talking about individual, you know, in this case, of course, we've learned that it should have been stopped. But that, and, you know, it's like the spiritual is never talked about.
That's true.
Maybe I don't watch a lot of hardcore Christian channels, so maybe there it is being talked about. But in this, in the news, in the Democratic channel I watch sometimes, and in the Republican channel I watch sometimes, it's not talked about a lot, you know, this sort of alludes to that, that that's, I think, a huge part of our lives that sometimes we just don't recognize.
All right. Frazier Riddell, Demons in the Attic.
I can feel them staring down into my soul. I can hear them laughing. What do they know? Will I cry out to heaven? Will I crawl into my head? Will I let them drag me down till I'm dead? Shivers of my spine, calling me to dine. Concessions follow close behind. Rationale like a million skin, changing colors, justifying sin. Such a lukewarm faith, starting to unwind. 264 and counting, lessons buried deep in the ground. Justice sees the rich man, otherwise she's rarely found. The young is searching for the truth, finding answers shallow and aloof. I hope I'm wrong, but I can hear the sound. Columbine is just breaking ground. Yeah, and then demons in the attic, seeing on the plasma screen. Demons in the attic, tell me that it's not just me. Demons in the attic, locked up in the attic, and I think they're about to be set free. Face to face, and I turn the other way, afraid of what it knows about me, afraid of what it might say. And I may have my Lord laughing at a church in mass discord. It's enough to make the same man go insane. I'm surrounded by many, but it seems like few. One eye is taken for an eye. One eye accepts that God is on our side. See the hangman scattering stones. Condemnation will now be blown. False prophets teach worthiness by crushing souls they deem to be less. Yeah, there's just demons in the attic.
Frazier Riddell, Demons in the Attic. That's from his CD called Mississippi. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne. We're going to come back and finish up our program with our guest, Frazier Riddell. The program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, special thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Again, you're listening to 103.9 WYAB. It's 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. Our special guest in studio is Frazier Riddell. And Frazier, when I was a teenager, you know, I think it seemed everybody wanted to play guitar. Everybody had a guitar. Is it still like that today? I mean, is that still as popular as it was back when I was young?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in the sense that lots of kids want to, and what I've run into, it seems like over the years, is the video game age also brought like a Guitar Hero. And so a lot of people would associate, oh, well, I can do this And so, you know, I want to learn guitar too. Mm-hmm. And then find out guitar is a lot more difficult. But yeah, it still is. I mean, I've got a new student right now, this little girl, Carlisle, that's, you know, like 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's loving it. And I like seeing that because there's so much ahead of her, you know. And then I have another student that, gosh, I've had for years. And she's really made progress of late of just learning new songs. We've hit that phase where mm-hmm. yesterday she just said, let's learn something new.
Cool.
Yeah. And we came up with one, actually a Van Morrison song.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote down the words of the verses. We put chords above the words. And but there, yeah, it's still, it is popular. And I think one difference is back when you were a kid, the other styles of pre-formulated entertainment were not as widespread and big.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what you're facing these days is guitar, somebody playing a guitar live is not quite as interesting because you got all the distraction of YouTube and, you know, people falling down and hurting themselves and cats getting stuck in windows and so many things that are competing with that.
Let's do another tune from the CD that you brought. It's this tune that I think we played before. It's called Eight Ball. And if listeners are not familiar with that, I want you to kind of give a little background on that one.
Eight Ball, gosh, I guess it is what it is. I think I'll let the listeners listen and say, because it's interesting, I did this live one time and somebody came up to me and was saying, is that about this? And I went, well, not really. And in that sense, that's one thing I love about music. Sometimes you have songs and people can sometimes make them their own and make them what they are for them. And and really, I think that's okay. You know, hopefully there's the spirit of what I intended is in there. And I like the idea of people being able to think of it a little differently if they want to.
Well, let's enjoy it. This is our guest, Frazier Riddell, and the song is Eight Ball.
If you want this song to have a happy end,
eight ball.
That is awesome. 8 Ball. Now, is that available, Frazier?
Yes. It's available on iTunes under name of the Heebie-Jeebies.
Heebie-Jeebies. All right. Tell me what's going on in Canton. We haven't talked about what's going on there. It's a great place for artists. I know there's a lot of art over there.
Yeah, Canton is rolling along. I tell you, Jim, I feel like sometimes I have my head in a hole in the ground. But that hole in the ground is like staring at a computer screen sometimes and listing things and taking photos and describing things and shipping things out. But there's plenty going on, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's good things going on. There's a food pantry close to us, not a food pantry, but a place where they feed homeless folks, and we just had a fundraiser for that last week, and mm-hmm. a lot of good things in that sense going on. There was a group of young men playing there, and I actually sat in and sang a few with them. The Chamber of Commerce across the street, they're doing good things constantly, mm-hmm. and I just hadn't been very involved with them lately. Politics, I've kind of stayed out of the plate. I wonder if
that's wise.
Well, sometimes I feel like I need to get back in, but I'm just waiting to feel the leading of God to do that. But yeah, I haven't talked to Grady lately, but Grady's still around and still doing his thing. And
Grady Champion,
Champion is just really is so good at what he does. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's definitely an entertainer.
He's getting a lot of acclaim too.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah.
Before we let you go, I want you to talk about Small Town Music. You know, what's going on there, how people can access that, and anything that you'd like about that.
Small Town Music, the best way to contact me is Frazier@smalltownmusic.com. That's the email. You can go to the website, smalltownmusic.com. You can call 601-859-8596. It's just, I don't answer the phone a lot, but if I get your message, mm-hmm. I will try to call back. If you don't leave a message, it's a good chance I won't call you back. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm always amazed. I love to go into your website because right at the front, you talk about how many people have accessed your website, and the numbers are off the chart.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Smalltownmusic.com is a legend in its own mind.
Frazier, it's always good to have you in the studio, man. Enjoyed it very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Frazier Riddell, our special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. That's about going to do it. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's Good to Be Blue as the sponsor of the show. Thanks, too, to Rooster's Restaurant. Until next week, I'm Jim Thorne. That's What's Happening, 103.9 WYAB.